The number of Americans looking for work continues to rise as the U.S. Labor Department reports new claims for unemployment benefits have hit a 16-year high. 542,000 unemployment claims were filed last week, bringing the four-week average to just over 500,000, the highest figure in more than 25 years. Any weekly number above 400,000 is considered an indication of hardship in the U.S. labor market. Stuart Hoffman is chief economist for PNC Financial Services.
What it tells us is the job market is just getting worse and worse, and it's affecting more and more people in different industries and different parts of this country.
The worsening job situation has not gone unnoticed at the White House. Spokeswoman Dana Perino says President Bush supports congressional action to extend the duration of unemployment benefits.
The recent financial and credit crisis has slowed our economy dramatically. It's having an impact on job creation. Because of the tight job market, the president believes it would be appropriate to further extend unemployment benefits, and he would sign legislation that is now in front of Congress.
The Bush administration wants Congress to act on a benefits extension before the upcoming holiday recess. If there has been a bright spot for consumers in recent weeks, it is the precipitous plunge in oil prices. Oil traded below $50 a barrel Thursday, down from nearly $150 a barrel just a few months ago. With cash-strapped consumers spending less on fossil fuels, they have more disposable income to pay for other necessities. But economists say falling energy prices are a mixed blessing since they reflect lower demand caused to a large degree by a dramatically slowing global economy. Energy analyst Phil Flynn.
We have seen the demand for oil change in a way that we haven't seen probably since the oil shocks of the 70s. Right now, oil is getting pounded because the stock market looks terrible. All the economic news is bad.
Flynn says he would not be surprised if oil drops to the $35 a barrel range in coming weeks. Major markets in Asia and Europe all closed lower. In Tokyo, shares plunged nearly 7%, and in London, stocks fell more than 3%. Wednesday, New York's Dow Jones Industrial Average closed at its lowest level in 5 years. No one knows just how low the market will go, according to economist Peter Cardillo of the New York-based investment group Avalon Partners.
The market is gripped with fear, and of course, the big fear is how long will the recession last? There's just a lot of negative sentiment out there. This market has had a major decline, and somewhere along the line, it will begin to stabilize.
Meanwhile, a private American research firm, the Conference Board, says its index of leading economic indicators fell 0.8% last month. In recent months, the index, seen as a reliable predictor of future economic performance, has declined at its fastest rate since 2001. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.